This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. If you are trying to learn Icelandic, then you'll know that it can be a difficult language to learn by comparison with others. But the resources which are available to help you accomplish this task are ever increasing here on RÚV English Radio. Once a week, we bring you Oithskili, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. There's also a series of books which have been written and published by Caritas Frindar Palsdottir, which have gone some way, I think, gone a long way perhaps, to help a lot of people learn this language. The third in the series is called Viksupau, and it was released and published at the beginning of September. Caritas, welcome to RÚV English Radio.
Thank you very much.
So tell me about these books, of which this is the third in the series, because there's a great informality about them, I think.
Oh, thank you. That's a compliment. Yes, I wrote these books because as someone who has studied other languages and really enjoyed using stories as a gateway into learning vocabulary, sentence structure, but also like the culture behind the languages, I thought it would be fun to write those stories for Icelandic language learners, because back in 2020, that's when the first book in the series, Ástir, came out. Then there weren't any stories like this out there. And since then, I've kept writing in this medium because I found it rewarding and interesting. My aim and hope for the stories is that they both help with linguistic and cultural literacy.
Okay.
That because they're short, it's easier to pick up the book and read one story. And I know from studying myself that it's so rewarding when you finish something. And it's easier to finish something that's short and concise.
Yes.
And so also the reward of finishing a full book at some point, it's an easier step when it's small,
yes,
tiny stories.
So you get those little rewards and then the big one at the end, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, my sense of this is that anyone can pick this up and just start reading. And if there are words, there will be words that they don't understand, that's fine. You're not being tested on this. You're not being examined to see what you know. It's about the joy of just reading and understanding what you can.
True. The thing with language learning is that there's so much guessing involved, and you have to be a bit spontaneous and just keep going with the flow, find the fun in it to not give up. So when you read a story in my books, they're short, and from the context, therefore, it's maybe more easy to guess what the words that you don't know, what they mean. But there are also ways to better access them, because there's a appendix at the back of the book. So if there's some cultural context you don't understand, you can read up on that in the back. But also if you want to strategically work your way through the book, each story is divided or marked which difficulty level they are on, from 1 to 6. And those are the icons above the title. So they signify which difficulty level the story is on.
So this one here, for example, I've chosen this one because it's very short. This is Viðhald on page 85. What are these three symbols at the top?
So the symbols or the icons are there for both decorative purposes, but also to indicate that this story is on level 3 out of 6, so it means that...
So we just count the number of symbols?
Yes,
okay.
You count the number of symbols. So it's in the medium range of stories, so it's slightly more difficult than the first two levels, but then it gets more complex as you go. But the thing is, the reason why it's not more obvious... it's just these pretty signs that tell you that it's level 3, and then you can go at the back of the book and see a list of which story is on which difficulty yes. level. The reason why it's not just plainly written out, this is level 3, is I wanted it to be a more fun reading experience than that. And as you say, you don't have to strategically work your way from level 1 to 6. You can also just enjoy the ride and see where it leads to you.
Well, let us go to a story which is at level 1 of easiness. And as I say, we once a week have an episode called Oithskjulith, where we go through the news in a simple form of Icelandic. So in that spirit, could you read us this half of the story here?
So this one is called Goodreads in English because it refers to the book site. Litlu greyin eftir Guðrúnu Helgadóttur. Gömul og góð. Ég las þessa bók sem barn og aftur núna með barninu mínu. Mér finnst sagan eldast vel, hún spennandi og allt endar vel. So this is one book by the children's author, Guðrún Helgadóttir. And the review is a 3-star review saying that it's like a classic, it's good, old and good, and that she read it as a child and again now with her child and thinks that the story ages well and is exciting and everything ends well. And then the next story that is reviewed is Sitji Guðs Englar eftir Guðrúnu Helgadóttur. This one gets 5 stars and the text is Þessi náttúrulega bara best. Sagan gerist á hernámsárunum. Þetta í raun söguleg skáldsaga. Hún byggir á bernsku minningu Guðrúnar, svo falleg, svo sár, hún lýsir lífinu vel. And so this one is just the best. It's about the period when Iceland was occupied, so it's like a historic fiction. And she bases it on her own personal memories from childhood, and it's both sweet and sad, and she just describes life very well.
And I guess the longest and most complex word there would be this one.
Bernsku minningar. Yes, it's a compound word meaning childhood memories.
Right. Because a lot of Icelandic does seem scary for that reason. The words can be very long. But actually, if you break them up, then they start to make sense, don't they?
They do. So often words are quite see-through in that way. If you know the different parts, you can kind of pair them together. On another example of a compound word is just the titles of all the books in this series. So Árstíðir, Dagatal, Vikuspá, they're all compound words. And Vikuspá is a word that's not used very widely, but it's used in context of weather forecast and astrology because it's compounded by weeks and then forecast or fortune. And that's the theme of this book. I'm playing with the weeks and weekdays now and the Icelandic folklore that it can matter on which day of the week you were born, what then career you'll have in the future. And with superstition, that's some things you don't want to do on certain days and you want to get married on a Saturday.
And so, again, that speaks to not just vocabulary, but the cultural traditions of the country as well that you want to convey. You mentioned at the start that you've studied lots of other languages. You might be a bit biased here, but how does Iceland compare in terms of the difficulty that people think it presents? Is it as difficult as people think?
So it's always a matter of former knowledge. It's easier for people who know Germanic languages, if Germanic languages are their mother tongue, it's all related and it should be easier. So of course it's harder for someone who knows Arabic or Spanish or a language from another language group. But no, Icelandic shouldn't be that difficult. It's mainly perception. But it's also, society doesn't make it easier for language learners because there's a lot of hindrances, sadly, for people learning Icelandic, people switching over to English if they hear a foreign accent or if they get impatient or think they're helping when in fact they're hindering learning opportunities. So Well, I could mention that when I was in Japan, I was there as part of my bachelor degree learning Japanese for a year. And it's a similar perception there in a way, because Iceland and Japan have in common that they are island nations that for the longest time were quite excluded from the outside world. So foreigners and immigrants, it's a relatively recent turn of events that the societies are becoming multicultural. So I could also feel in Japan that people were so surprised that I chose to study Japanese. They were so surprised because they perceived their language as difficult and unapproachable. But because they don't really speak many other languages themselves, they were in a way maybe more open to speaking Japanese and helping people learn their language than people generally are in Iceland today.
Now, these books, as I say, this is the third in the series, designed to be picked up and just read and enjoyed and to not be particularly taxing or not to put people off. How has the response been to this one and to the first two?
It's been overwhelmingly positive, I have to say. It's quite shocking to me. When I started out in 2020, I would never have guessed that the first book would be printed so often in a few years. It's being printed for the fourth time right now. And I've also heard about how the stories have traveled across Iceland, but also abroad. So I've gotten in people, readers have gotten in touch with me from other countries. I've heard from people in Australia and Canada and Italy, and people that want to learn Icelandic and are going to these stories to learn the language.
What are the plans beyond this, the third book in the series? Do you have plans for more?
I am always thinking about what to write next, but the concrete next step is to make Vikuspá into an audiobook. So I got a grant from Áslaugarsjóður, which supports Icelandic language, to make an audiobook for Dagatal, the second book, and also for this book, Vikuspá. And it's something I'm very passionate about, to make Icelandic accessible. And in these audiobooks for Árstíðir and Dagatal, I picked many readers, actors to bring the stories to life. And there's 12 people, different ages in the first one, six in the second one. And there's also people with Icelandic as a second language who have French, Polish, German, and English as first languages. And this is a statement as well, to say that Icelandic is for everyone and it can sound in many different ways. And so there's bright voices, there's dark voices, there's Icelandic accent from the north, from the south. And even though in Iceland we don't really have accents, we don't have dialects, there's that personal difference between how people pronounce, and it's very helpful for language learners to also tune their ear to the subtle differences. So, and many people also find it helpful to read and listen at the same time. So you kind of use those different senses.
I think it used to be the case, maybe with some people in Iceland, that they were quite intolerant of Icelandic not being spoken absolutely perfectly, or even with an accent. Is that changing, do you think?
I for sure hope so. I really admire the people who have kind of been in the front run now of making Icelandic with an accent more visible in media, in at the radio station, in TV, in different interviews. So when specialists that have Icelandic as a second language, when they do tell us about the weather or the volcano or whatever it is in Icelandic with their accent, they're doing so much for society, for the way that the general public gets more exposed to hearing the different pronunciations. Because, yes, people with Icelandic as a first language also have to learn to tune their ear. It's not just the other way around.
Well, I think you're also doing tremendous work in bringing the language to more people in a very accessible, very enjoyable way. I know my partner is a big fan of your books. Indeed, this is his copy that I have right here on your kitchen table. So thank you very much for writing these. And here's to the next 4, 5, 6, however many more are in this series. Caritas, thank you very much indeed. Caritas Rundir. Pauls Dottir, the author of Vikuspau and other books in the series. We'll put a link to all of that on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.